From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The man who shot two New York City police officers yesterday had a lengthy arrest record and had been estranged from his family. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports new details about the killings were announced at a police briefing today.
Police said Ismael Brinsley shot the officers as they sat in a police cruiser, then killed himself in a nearby subway station. Brinsley had written posts on social media expressing anger over the killings of Eric Garner and Michael Brown at the hands of police. Police say early Saturday morning he shot his former girlfriend outside Baltimore, then traveled to New York City. They say shortly before the shootings of the officers, he talked to strangers on the street and asked them to follow him on Instagram. Then he said, "Watch what I'm going to do," went to the cruiser and fired. Authorities say Brinsley tried to kill himself last year, and they say his mother was afraid of him because he was violent. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
A lawyer for Sony Pictures says the cyber attack against its computer systems is a state-sponsored criminal attack. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press today, David Boyce said the government could have done more to support Sony when the threat first surfaced.
If the NSA had invaded people's privacy like this, people would have been outraged. North Korea does it and couples it with physical threats. And people sort of sit back for 3 weeks while Sony fights this issue on its own.
The U.S. blames North Korea for the attack, which led to Sony canceling the Christmas Day release of The Interview, a comedy about a plot to kill North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. North Korea denies any involvement. Beji K. Desepsi appears to have won Tunisia's first democratic presidential election since the ouster of a dictator nearly 4 years ago. NPR's Leda Fadel reports private polling stations and his party have declared him the winner.
Official results aren't out yet, but Desepsi, an 88-year-old French-educated lawyer whose party already controls the parliament, appears to have won the vote. But his opponent, populist Moncef Marzouki, says the race is still too close to call. Desepsi is a statesman who served in the old regime. His critics say his rise to power may mean the return of authoritarian practices in Tunisia. His supporters took to the streets to celebrate. They say he's the man who will bring back security, stability, and investment. Leila Faldin, NPR News, Tunis.
President Obama says he's doing everything he can to close down the prison at Guantanamo Bay by the end of next year. In an interview on CNN, the president calls the facility widely expensive and contrary to American values. Four more Guantanamo detainees were released last week. About 130 remain. This is NPR News in Washington. Wolves in the Great Lakes region are being put on back on the endangered species list. NPR's Nathan Rott reports a federal judge overturned a decision by the Obama administration to remove the species from the list 3 years ago.
Wildlife officials in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Minnesota are trying to figure out how to adjust to the federal judge's ruling. Each state has managed their own wolf population since the federal government removed protections for Great Lakes wolves in 2012. More than 1,500 wolves have been killed since, many in organized hunts. All three states have held at least one hunting season for the animal. It's a hugely controversial issue in the area and much of the West, often representing government interference and environmentalist meddling. State agencies and sportsmen argue that wolf populations have remained relatively stable despite hunting. Wildlife advocates disagree. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
The price of gas is continuing to fall in the U.S. The latest Lundberg survey says the average price for a gallon of regular has dropped another 25 cents a gallon in the past couple of weeks to $2.47 per gallon. And fuel analyst price analyst Trilby Lundberg says prices must still drop a bit more.
We have to make an assumption about what the raw resource does, what crude oil prices do. But if they don't jump up dramatically very quickly, then we're going to see a few more pennies soon, and then that may be the end of it.
The price of regular is the lowest it's been in 5 years. The highest price within the survey area was recorded in Long Island, New York at $2.82 a gallon. The lowest was in Tulsa at $2.06. This is NPR News.